the slave.
He's trying to help keep Red Lobster in business.
Oh.
Flavor Flav says, ya boy, meant it. When I said I was going to do anything and everything to save the Cheddar Bay biscuits. So he went into his local Red Lobster location and he ordered the entire menu.
Oh my God. That had to be expensive.
The whole thing. I don't have a total, but yeah, every single thing on the menu, he ordered it and he is trying so hard to save because, you know, they filed bankruptcy recently, Red Lobster.
Bankruptcy protection.
Yes, but they have right now currently still 600 locations open, but they're trying to sell their company.
Ah.
And Flav wants to save it.
The PR notice they put out.
There might be a collaboration between the two?
No, they were just like, oh, don't worry about it. We're fine. We're just restructuring. Everything's great.
Oh.
It's not great.
Well, yeah, it's not great.
It ain't great.
It's not great.
But yeah, I'm sure, you know, somebody could come along and buy it. There should be some investors that could buy it.
I don't think Flav can buy it.
Darden?
Yeah, I think so, right? Is that the same as Olive Garden and all that?
Yeah, I think so. Darden was, well, at one point it was Darden. I don't know.
Always know based on the gift cards.
Gift cards, yes. Yeah. It says you can use also all eat. These. Oh, Cheddar's in there too.
Cheddar's. Yeah.
Random stuff. It is shocking though because every time you go there, it seems like it's packed. But
at certain
times, I guess the cost and the expense of doing business is very high for it. But I don't know. It always seems busy. I mean,
I like Red Lobster.
Me too. The Cheddar Bay biscuits
are the
best.
Of the chains, I mean, that's one I really, actually really like. Now, I guess maybe it's symptomatic. I mean, but I don't think I've been in 10 years.
No.
And I'm like, I love Red Lobster and I never go.
I don't either. That's true. I say that about Olive Garden too, because I love the breadsticks.
Oh
and,
my
but
gosh.
I don't go.
You don't want to go there for lunch today?
I can't today.
Uh-huh. Soup, salad, and breadsticks?
Could maybe tomorrow.
So it might be tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been forever.
So Darden sold off, Jason, in 2014.
Oh,
they got out and sold to Golden Gate Capital for $2.1 billion. But since 2020, Thai Union Group, they're based out of Thailand, has owned 49% of the company.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I guess maybe they do need to collaborate with Flava Flav because if anybody's going to save it.
Seriously, the whole menu would have to be $1,000, $2,000.
Well,
more.
Crab legs are expensive.
Yeah. They're like Admiral's Feast is $20-some.
Is it?
I think now it is. It used to be like $14.99 because that's what I got every time.
Yeah.
And by the way, broiled. I like broiled seafood. That's surprising.
Which,
fried seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my face. I would rather not eat than have fried seafood.
I would rather have broiled because it's healthier, but I can eat both. But I'll tell you.
I like the flavor.
I have to respect Red Lobster because they're one of the only restaurants around many areas except up north where I'm from that have live Maine lobsters.
In the
tanks. They're expensive, but you can get one.
And that's a big deal where you're from.
It's everywhere.
They have the live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
you can get crab legs there, right? Can't you?
I'm assuming.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, but yeah, I'd be shocked if you couldn't.
They do have, I'm looking at the menu now, they do have a picture of crab legs, so okay. I'm assuming you can.
And they do say that this big shrimp promotion they recently did is really threw them over the edge of this bankruptcy because I guess they lost a bunch of money on it. It worked well, maybe, but it was... It cost them so much money to do it, and they lost money on it.
Mm-hmm.
So funny. Yeah. It's like, people are like, I'm getting my scrimps.
I could see it.
I think a lot of times people, they try to do that loss leader to get you there, hoping you order drinks and cocktails or other things on the menu to make up for it to get you there in the first place. But apparently everybody was like there and just eating it.
I'm surprised that they didn't have a limit, you know, where it would say your first order is free.
Right.
Because that happens all the time, and it makes me angry, but I get it, is that they'll lure you in with the, you know,
all
free
you
shrimp.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah,
first
yeah.
12 are free.
Right,
oh,
you're like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
I don't know what the promotion exactly was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was all you can eat.
It was all you can eat.
Wow.
And people took advantage. They probably went and got a water, all you can eat, and then killed a bunch of Cheddar Bay biscuits, and they're like, crap.
Did they charge you for extra biscuits?
No.
Because they didn't used to.
No, well, I don't know. If that'd be bad. That's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes there's certain places where they get a little selfish with the bread. You know,
they don't bring it out.
They bring it out, or there'll be like one or two, and you're like, hey, get some more. There's one place that's really good, but I can't remember. They bring out like four, and then when you ask for another one, they'll bring you two. Like they're kind of telling you, like, hey, slow down here, bud.
Yeah, well, they don't want the waste either.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope they don't start doing that to your sodas.
I never noticed that.
You've never noticed that?
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think I'm trying to think of the place. It's they always start with like four. They're like, can we get some more bread?
I think it's the fact that you're eating more of the initial bread than probably most people.
I can't eat that much in the beginning because then I can't eat my dinner.
You take your dinner home.
But I want it hot and fresh. I have. This is one thing I've noticed. there are certain Mexican restaurants in the area that will give you your chips and salsa first basket free, and then they charge you for another basket of chips.
Really? No, I would never stop going there.
I would never go there.
And you don't know until you see your bill and you think.
They don't tell you?
Nope. There's a note up on the, like, near the cashier.
And please tell me out there. Mm-hmm. That way I'll never go there.
Yeah, I mean, either way, if you're doing
that. It's not
that
one place,
is it?
Yeah,
it is. Yep.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Because I always eat at least three.
You better check your bill. They're starting to charge for that.
Well, I always wondered why. I mean, it seems like a huge expense, and it's going to have to be passed on. I wonder if that's the way of keeping their other menu prices lower.
It's got to be. Because
Mexican restaurants, for the most part, although lately everything's becoming more expensive, tend to be fairly affordable, and it comes out quick and everything. And then you can eat as much as you want of the chips.
Yeah.
So to me, at some point, it's probably costing them a lot, especially nowadays. They would have to raise the menu prices again. Mm-hmm.